Hey guys, good morning. Having coffee here in Liverpool. It's my last day in the northeast of the UK. Going to London tomorrow. I'll be back in America land on Wednesday. So just having a good day wherever you're at. Had a fun day yesterday, really busy day. I got up early and was in Manchester, in Oldham, Manchester, with a great church there, Impact Church, with my friends Elijah and Haley Boswell. And really great meeting there. I think we saw, I want to say, about six people come to know Jesus yesterday, which is what it's all about, isn't it? And some healings, just some neat things there as well. Yesterday afternoon, I was with Bethel Liverpool. Had again just a fun service there with some new friends, and excited to see what the Lord is doing on earth, here as in heaven, here in Liverpool. So today I'm going to do some shopping in Liverpool, meeting my brothers. I have two brothers who live not too far from here, so we're getting together and having a meal this evening, and going to do some stuff here. Good. So all is well. Again, it is good to have coffee. Found a really nice cafe. I like it. I just like the color of the cups, actually. But hey, later this week, I believe it's Friday, Saturday, or Thursday, Saturday. Look at my website anyway. I have a couple of gigs. I'm going to be in New Hampshire, in Ware, New Hampshire. Don't ask me to spell that. And Manchester. Yesterday, I was in Manchester, England. This coming Saturday, I'm in Manchester, New Hampshire, just doing a couple of services there. And be at Sturbridge Worship Centre this coming Sunday, speaking on faith. Speaking about faith as well, let me share something real quickly with you today. But I was just thinking through, you know, there is a conversation I've had thousands of times, maybe more, multiple thousands of times with people. And it's a conversation sometimes I can't have with people. I mean, I can, but they're not ready. They don't have ears to hear it. And yet it's such a simple thing. You know, faith isn't complicated. I think sometimes it can be, I wouldn't say it's hard to walk by faith, but yeah, it can be hard to walk by faith or demanding to walk by faith. But it's not complicated. And I like to say about 90% of faith comes down to tenaciously holding on to Jesus. Let me say that again. About 90% of faith comes, it's really tenaciously holding on to Jesus. You know, I once read through all of the Lord actually once told me to make a list of every single healing episode, corporate healing, and he healed them all, individual healing, group healing, everyone in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and to go through them and literally kind of bullet point out all of the elements, the here's what Jesus did, here's what the person did, here's what the friends did, here's what they said, here's, you know, physical action they did. And you see, you know, different people doing different things, but you see this constant thread all the way through the Gospels anyway, when it comes to healing, that they tenaciously held on to Jesus. They wouldn't let go. Now that can be breaking a hole in the roof. It can be, you know, woman with the garment, hem of the garment. It can be blind Bartimaeus screaming out and refusing to be quietened down, whatever that means. And here's my quick thought to you today. And this is really liberating and glorious, but it's actually, this can beat you up if you don't get the heart of the gospel, or if you also sort of step into this kind of self-pity and it's not God's timing. Here's my point. Thousands of times people have said to me, I tried to believe God for something and it didn't work. And, you know, I usually, every context is different. If I can, if it's appropriate, you know, I want to give them a hug and love on them. But what I really want to say to them is, when did you stop believing? Because whenever something, just think, let's go logical in this. When somebody says to me, I believed and it didn't work, what they're really saying is, I believed, and at some stage along the journey, I stopped believing. And now I've come to the conclusion that it didn't work. And they're actually missing out that part about them, that they gave up. You know, in Luke 18, Jesus taught a parable. Read it in the Amplified if you have one of those, or Google it, and about a widow woman. And it says, Jesus taught the parable to this end, that people wouldn't give up, wouldn't faint, wouldn't quit. The Amplified says, wouldn't turn coward. And he speaks about a widow woman who has this attitude that something belongs to me and I'm going to go get it. And I'm just keep knocking and seeking and asking, and I'm never, ever, ever giving up. And my point is, if you're believing for something from the Lord today, hold on to Jesus. You say, Graham, that's easy for the guys who lived in Galilee 2,000 years ago, but how do I hold on to Jesus? Hold on to His Word. Jesus is the Word of God. And if you will take a word from God and just walk the floor every day saying, God says this, God says this, I am holding on to this, God is saying this, I'm not letting go. God said, He's my healer. I don't feel it, I don't see it, I don't smell it, taste it, touch it, my body's in, not denying any of those things, but God has said this. And if you just have that attitude, Kenneth Hagin used to say, if you're willing to stand forever, you won't have to stand for very long. The difference is, though, often Satan tests us. It's like he stress tests us and figures out, you guys are, you want to stand, but you're not going to stand for that long. So my challenge to you today is, where's your line? What would it take for you to give up? Don't be mean, I love you, but at what stage, you know, will you give up? Will you throw in the towel? Will you turn coward, as the Amplified Bible says? Half an hour, one day, 2 days, a week, 10 days. If you have that attitude that, you know, I think it was Luther who said, here I stand, I can do no other. I'm going to be standing on this. Either I'm going to see this breakthrough in my life or I'm going to be dead. That's okay. But I am never giving up. I'm going to be proclaiming God's word, thanking Him for its veracity in my life and believing the Holy Spirit to bring it into my experience. That sounds real simple. It's tough to do. And what we all actually should do is finding others who are doing that, help them along their journey. We should be the Joshuas who hold up their hands in their battle of faith. But don't make shipwreck of your faith. Boom. Hope that helps you guys. I'm about to run out of battery here, so I'm going to enjoy my coffee and do some jobs. See you real soon in the plan. Check out the links below and drop me a line. Really would love.